Inner peace is something we have all heard of, you and me both, and everyone on either side of us. But what exactly is inner peace, and how does one achieve that state of mind? Inner peace refers to a deliberate state of psychological or spiritual calm despite the potential presence of stressors, such as the burden arising from pretending to be someone. According to Norman Vincent Peale, the life of inner peace, being harmonious and without stress, is the easiest type of existence. Which is the reason I dove into this topic, to find out exactly how people get to this point. For starters, inner peace is a choice. The choice has to do with your habits. If you have healthy habits, you will fall into a groove and life will become brighter, happier, and simple. Examples of good habits that contribute to inner peace within one's mind could be yoga, physical activity, meditation, breathing exercises, and being true to yourself. I'll dive deeper into these in one second, but for the time being, I want to talk about nature. Nature is a huge part of achieving inner peace. It allows your serotonin to flow freely and aids the mind in becoming happier and calming itself. When paired with these activities, it enhances the positive effects. So if you're on this journey as well and need an extra boost, try being in nature while you go through your good habits. Take a stroll in the woods, take a hike, sit next to a lake or a pond or even an ocean, and you'll feel at peace with yourself and with the world surrounding you. Let's get into yoga and how it's a part of many people's journeys to inner peace. Yoga can go under the physical activity aspect, but it is so much more than that. Yes, it does help you stretch, become more flexible, increase balance, and build some muscle. But it also eases stress and reduces anxiety levels due to the breathing exercises that come along with different poses. Yoga also reduces back pain and helps improve sleep, and who doesn't want that? All of these things do make you more zen and one with yourself, which is the goal, but also will help anyone in their everyday life, even if you're not on a journey to finding your inner peace. Meditation is an activity in which a person finds a place that is calm and quiet to them, oftentimes in nature. Many people tend to sit upright in a cross-legged position, but you can do whatever feels best and most comfortable or calm to you. Some people focus on an object or an activity, others their thoughts or their breathing. This practice dates back countless years and has been helping people to be at peace since it began. The practice allows a person to feel calm, focused, and an emotionally stable state, which are three signs of progress in your journey to inner peace. If you don't believe that meditation contributes to inner peace, a monk invented it, monks use it to this day, and it is huge in Buddhism, which are two of the most Zen groups of people in the world. Physical activity is a great way to not only get in shape and feel good about yourself, but it is also a huge stress reliever. Relieving stress is a huge part of inner peace, and is one of the biggest focuses on one's journey to that. If you don't relieve stress on a consistent basis, you'll never be fully clear-headed, nor will you reach inner peace due to the fact that you're living with stress. Extra bonuses that come with physical activity would be improved memory and brain function, reduced risk of illness, and reduced risk of depression and anxiety. Every single one of these benefits will help you live with little to no stress and be very healthy, which is needed in order to reach inner peace. I know some of you listening probably haven't been able to sleep at some point in your life, and your mom probably told you to listen to and focus on your breathing. The reason people do this when they can't sleep is to calm their mind, calm their body, and forget about any stress they may have. Which is why people combine breathing exercises with their other habits when trying to reach inner peace. It adds to the serenity you feel afterwards and allows you to reduce your stress and anxiety levels even more than doing just yoga or just meditating. Now that we have a basic understanding of what inner peace is and how you can get to that point faster and easier, let's talk to someone I've known for a long time who goes through these motions every day. Needless to say, she reached her inner peace a long time ago, and through the habits she has made, she is still living harmoniously and without stress. Linda, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking and for having me on today. I can't wait to talk about this with you, and I've been looking forward to this for quite some time now.
Well, that's just great. I just wanted to talk to you about inner peace and get your take on it, as I know you've dabbled in this journey yourself. And my first question for you is this. When, where, and how did you start your journey to inner peace?
Great question. Well, I had just graduated high school and decided I wasn't quite ready for college yet, so naturally I took a gap year. During my gap year, I moved to Lake Tahoe in California, where I met some friends and lived in a tent, basically spending all my time in the beautiful area. I was very stressed about my future and what I was going to do next. My friends could tell that my brain was a cluttered mess. One of my better friends from the time, his name is John, who is now my husband, helped me get on track to living a stress-free life. We stayed in Tahoe for a while and went off to college and got together after we graduated. That is pretty much when, where, and how I started my journey.
That's awesome. How exactly did he help you get on track to live a stress-free life? Was there anything he did in particular that may have helped you start your journey?
Yeah, there was. So he told me about inner peace and how if you get there, you will live a life without stress. Thinking back on that now, it seems very corny, but it was totally true. He taught me to worry about myself, not in a selfish way, but rather to worry about being myself and not trying to be someone I wasn't just so that certain people would like me better, which was very hard to do. It took a while to be able to do this, but I think that the biggest reason I was able to do this is because he taught me to meditate and breathe and be in nature. I remember my first meditation session. It was surreal. When I opened my eyes, it was almost as if the world around me had changed and I was a part of it. I felt grounded and calm, which is 100% the reason I was able to be me, thanks to John and his meditating in nature with me.
I believe it. I can just imagine being on the side of a cliff above a big, beautiful lake, meditating and feeling peace and quiet. You know, before I had you come in the room to talk with me, I pretty much hit on everything you said and a little bit more. And I kind of just wanted to thank you once again for coming in to talk to me, and it was a pleasure.
That's great. You pretty much hit the nail on the head, I guess. It was my pleasure. I had a great time.
Well, that pretty much does it for our first episode and our episode on inner peace. And I want to thank you all for tuning in, and I'll talk to you next time.